More now on the investigation into today's shooting. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following the story, and she joins us. And Carrie, let's start with the shooter in the case, 34-year-old Aaron Alexis. What else have you learned about him?
Well, Robert, as we heard, the gunman is dead. The FBI and the Navy have identified him. He served in the Navy, actually, for 4 years. He enlisted back in May 2007 out of New York City, where he has some family ties. And he left the military in early 2011 under a general discharge. He did some aviation electronics there, and he earned 2 decorations for his military service. But, Robert, I'm now hearing those are very basic decorations that almost anybody who participates gets. Most importantly, he had a concealed carry permit from the state of Texas, and now we know 2 prior law enforcement contacts, not just a visit from Texas police for discharging a weapon inside his apartment back in 2010, but now we know, Robert, back in 2004, he was interrogated by Seattle police for allegedly shooting out the tires of a construction worker parked nearby in what police described in that report as an anger-fueled incident. So a couple of prior brushes with the law now coming to focus.
Well, Carrie, do authorities know anything about his possible motive in the Navy Yard shootings?
Robert, that's one of the major mysteries that remains right now. The FBI and other law enforcement officials are exploring pretty much every facet of his recent movements, contacts, association, phone calls, interviewing family members and friends. They're also asking the public for help, and they've released his photo. But it's still not clear whether this was a workplace situation gone bad or terrorism, although the D.C. mayor has said so far there's no sign of that.
This is a secure Navy building that we're talking about. How did Aaron Alexis get into it in the first place?
According to a federal law enforcement source I talked to earlier today, the shooter actually used someone else's ID card to get in the building. That man was older. He also worked for the Navy, but he may have recently been dismissed or had a change in work status. And the shooter, Alexis, got a hold of his ID card and used it to enter the building. Authorities are looking at whether that ID card was stolen or whether something else happened there.
Now, there have been reports all day of possible additional suspects. Sort that out for us. What do the police think?
So a lot of misinformation all day long, in part because such an alphabet soup of federal and local law enforcement showed up on the scene. The ATF, the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, other police agencies all were on the scene. Initially, the D.C. police chief said that there were 3 suspects at large. One was a white man they saw on video surveillance footage around 9 a.m. Eastern Time. They've since ruled him out as a suspect, that have identified him, said he has nothing to do with this at all. The second was the shooter, Aaron Alexis, now dead. And the third is an older man described as an African-American man with graying sideburns. They're still running that down, but one federal source suggests to me that person may have had no involvement whatsoever.
And Carrie, have law enforcement sources specified exactly how Aaron Alexis was shot? And that is, do they assume he was hit by a police weapon? Might he have taken his own life? Do we know that yet?
We don't know that yet, Robert, but we do know that D.C. police and other law enforcement on the scene have described a series of shooting incidents back and forth with Aaron Alexis. So he didn't stay in one place in that building, Building 197. He moved around, and on multiple occasions, he engaged in gunplay with law enforcement officials, some of whom were hit themselves. Although we now know, Robert, that one Metropolitan Police officer who was hit is out of surgery, and according to the police chief, is going to be okay. We still don't know the status of many of the other people involved.
Okay, Carrie, thanks a lot for that.
Thank you.
That's NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson on today's shootings at the Washington Navy Yard.